Okay, so first things first, I need to sincerely apologise about the notices. That's my fault. Dropped the ball on that one. A few balls in the air this morning, and one fell. Hopefully no more will. And then back onto the service. God spoke to me last night, stroke this morning actually. I was sort of laying in bed, trying to get to sleep and not being able to. I think I was a little bit stressed about today. I've been watching X Factor. That's nice. Well done, folks. And who's the most unlikely person on X Factor that you think God might speak through? Not John and Edward. No, not Simon Cowell. I'll give you a clue. Stacey Solomon. For those who don't watch it, there's this girl on X Factor that's from Essex. She's from Dagenham. And she's just the most ridiculous girl in the world. Like,
short burst.
She's lovely
short burst.
When she sings. Like, she's got the most fantastic voice. And you can't believe that it's the same person when she opens her mouth. But to listen to, she's just ridiculous. But last night, she was in this dress, and like complete transformation, because she's looked a little odd most of the time on the stage. But she just, like, she was described as a princess last night, and she was in this dress, and she was stood like this, and she had like nice flowing attire, and just looked. I don't know. You know what I mean? Anyway. Really? Okay. The little conversation with her at the end, Dermot says to her, I hear you've been having trouble breathing in that dress in the week, which I imagine was to do with the singing and being able to kind of lift the diaphragm enough and blast out the song enough and all that lot. You musos will know all about that. But she stood there and she was like, breathe, I can't even bend. Which was brilliant, and Helena taped it for me because I was here last night and we watched it about like four times. It's absolutely classic. Later on, God was really speaking through that, oddly. Because I knew we were going to sing that song this morning. Consuming fire. What's the line that I'm thinking of? Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. Yeah? So, Leon, come on. It's a serious testimony. So I knew that was going to happen. And God was saying to me, like, breathe. You want me to breathe in you? Well, you can't even bend. Like, you can't even like adjust what you're doing just a little bit to accommodate someone else in the church. It just really hit me that it's amazing of you guys to let us have this opportunity this morning, because obviously this is a completely different service to what you're used to. It's not quite as polished as what you're used to, and it's a little bit raw. Just amazing. And from the other side as well, these guys have really put up with me over the last like two or three weeks while I've been stressing about how good it's going to be, and maybe we should cut down the amount of songs, and then we ended up doing more songs, and these guys have just like bent completely into like what we decided to do at the last minute, because finally got a bit of confidence that God would just do it anyway. It was just to say thanks to you guys for letting us have the opportunity to do this today, and thanks to these guys for bending enough that it all gets accommodated and all just happens. I think because of that, God wants to honour it and come breathe within and fill us anew. Next thing is we're gonna do a bit more worship. We're gonna do a kids song to begin with, because we knew the kids were staying, so we thought we should definitely do a song for you. So I need two volunteers who are going to come out and help me do the actions. Come on, two volunteers who are going to... We've got Hannah. Hannah Frick, one more volunteer who's going to help me do the actions. Holly Jones? Yeah. Hannah Frick and Holly Jones. Hannah?
Over there.
Come on. Right, okay. So this song is called My God Is So Big, So Strong and So Mighty. The actions go a little bit like... You ready for this? Do you know this song? No? Okay. Good. Right. Good one. So you need to watch. So it goes, My God is so big... With both hands, come on. I can't do it, but there you go. My God is so big, so strong, like a muscle man, and so mighty, which is a bit like Bruce Forsyth on the Generation Game. Yeah? You ready? So my God is so big, so strong, and so... Come on! Mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Yeah? God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. And then it goes into a little verse. The rivers are his. The mountains are his. The stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Let's start.
Hold on. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's. I can't do the actions because I'm holding the instrument. Last time I started to do actions with the guitar in my hand, it went badly wrong. Let's sing.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. That God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. The rivers are his, the mountains are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. The mountains are his, the mountains are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do for you.
Good time.
Okay, we're going to sing a couple more songs now. You may not know some of them, so we'll sing them through, and you'll be able to pick up the words if you can. If not, just kind of stay in that place of worship. And just continue to pray to our wonderful Father. We're going to start by singing a song called Praise Is Rising.
Praise is rising, hearts are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our hearts are washed away, Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you, and in your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new, 'cause when we see you, we'll find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away, Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises, Hosanna. All our praises, Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us, we welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Strength will rise.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. And strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Yeah. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not face, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You
are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. This is how I know what love is. This is how I know I'm free. This is how I know salvation. Jesus came and he died for me. This is why I come to worship. This is why I lift my hands. This is why I now surrender everything I am, because of your love. There's dancing in my heart because of your grace. I am free because of your faithfulness. There's a song that must be sung, and I will sing because of you. Yeah. This is why there's joy within me. This is why my spirit sings. Jesus, you're my great adventure. You're my everything because of your love. There's dancing in my heart because of your grace. I am free because of your faithfulness. There's a song that must be sung, and I will sing, because of you. You came to save the world, to save the world, to save the world. Your love can change the world. It can change the world, can change the world, because of your love, that's dancing in my heart, because of your grace, I am free, because of your faithfulness. There's a song that must be sung, and I will sing because of your love, because of your love. There's dancing in my heart because of your grace. I am free, Lord, because of your faithfulness. There's a song that must be sung, and I will sing because of you. I will dance, because of you. I will dance because of you. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. We're singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. We're singing how marvelous, and with the ransomed in glory, his face I alas shall see. It will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
Pray. God, thank you that we can stand in awe of you. God, it's just amazing to kind of be here this morning to listen to what's going on in people's lives, the work that you're doing among us. God, I pray that we continue to do that. We can continue to see the undying love, the amazing love that you have for us. Jesus, we're not worthy to even stand here before you, but you welcome us here anyway. God, us here as your sons and daughters, we bow before you. God, continue to bless us as we listen to your word. God, open our eyes and our hearts and our ears to hear what you have to say for us today and for the rest of our lives. Amen.
So we've now got an extra special treat for you. If that wasn't good enough, if God isn't good enough, we've got a young speaker for you who's been preparing a talk for the past couple of weeks. Yeah. And Mary's going to come and talk to us. George is going to come and pray for her before she starts.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that the Lord speaks through Mary and that he will give her confidence to speak and say what is on her heart. I also pray that it will touch people as she speaks. Through Jesus' name, amen. Self on. Yeah. First of all, I'm going to say, a bit nervous. Sorry if I'm just staring at my paper. So, maybe some of you are sat there today thinking, why are these children running our service? Well, we just thought that we'd say that we are the mini mounts and the mountains, and we're the future of your church. Firstly, as you all know and have heard many times, we did go to Soul Survivor this year. Basically, when we got back, we sat in the back room like we do every other week. And we thought, what can we do to show people that we're more in touch with God? How can we show the church that we're more in touch with our faith? So, we sat there and we're thinking, well, while we were away, there was this guy called Jamie. He was one of the worship leaders. And he was really cool because he was only our age and he was leading all these people at Soul Survivor in worship and everything. So we just thought, why couldn't we do this here? Why couldn't we be more involved with our church time? So we asked Steve. Steve pitched the idea to all the elders. And well, we're standing here, so... So while we've been talking about it all, we're all like, oh, what happens if the older people don't want us to do this because we're young, this isn't what they're used to. And a verse came up. If you want to follow the verse, since Steve hasn't got the verse up on the screen. the verse is 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 12. It's not going to appear, so there's no point looking there. The verse says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, and in purity. Now, I got given this verse to look at, so obviously I did. And I see the verse being used today. We could have sat in the back room like every other week. But we're not. We've chose to do this. We've chose to stand in front of you all. And maybe this is God using us, young people, to put across his word. Which is actually pretty cool. Well, God's doing this today. And funnily enough, he does it in the Bible too. A lot of the people that God uses in the Bible are young people. People such as David and Esther. People like Gideon and Mary. So, we're going to start by looking at the story of David. Everybody knows the story of David and Goliath. It's probably a favourite a lot of the youngsters. So, first of all, I'm going to ask, who's ever been made fun of by a bully? No, it's not just me. Come on. And then, for all of you who haven't, it's not nice. Obviously, it's not nice. How are you going to feel if someone a lot older than you, someone stronger than you, a lot bigger than you, comes and starts making fun of you, starts making fun of your beliefs and your religion? This is what Goliath did. He made fun of the Israelites. He spoke about their God. He made mean suggestions about them and their religions. And obviously, it wasn't nice. So, David was just a teenage shepherd. He was a teenager, but he was brave. He knew that God would protect him from Goliath, because God had protected him from all these lions and bears that would try and steal his sheep. So David obviously was sent to fight. But Goliath was different to all these bears and everything. He had some like big suit of armour thing. And all David had was his slingshot and 5 stones. So you wouldn't think it was much of a competition. But David put his trust in God and he went to fight. So when Goliath saw that David had been chosen to fight, he just made fun of them some more. Little boy, what's he going to do? But as the story goes, David wins. And this story is telling us not to look down on our youths, not to look down on our younger people, as they could surprise you too. Hopefully not by killing a giant though. So I'm going to move on to another favourite story of mine. Mary, not me, Jesus' mum. She wasn't special or rich or anything like this. She was getting married. So she was very young to be getting married. She was probably even younger than me. And as she sat sitting there thinking about her future, I bet she wasn't thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to be Jesus' mum and all this. But she wasn't thinking that her life would be that significant and everything. But she sat there and she thinks her life won't be used in an amazing way. And that's probably what we're thinking. We're probably sat there thinking we won't be used in an amazing way. But for all we know, we can be called upon today, tomorrow, or any other day. And we should all just really be prepared for what God does have in store for us. The significance of Mary's life wasn't based on anything that our world values highly. It was based on her relationship with God, with Jesus. And this is really what we should base the significance of our life on. Our relationship with our God. The Lord is with you, the angel told her. And that is what made the difference in this young girl's life. And this really is what should make a difference in our life. A big difference for me is how God's making a difference in the small areas of my life. In school, with my family, with my friends. God's just appearing like everywhere I look. And it's like, on Tuesday we were sat in French. And for some reason, a big like religion debate started out. The boys were talking about their religions, Sikhism and Islam. And something was said that just like really heated this argument. And then I was just like, whoa, stop this. So I like just turned around to them both and I was like, at the end of the day, you can't force your beliefs on anyone else. All you can do is show these people your way of life by example. And basically, as I've looked back at this verse, it is talking about setting an example. And I see that day, I did set an example to these people. I set an example for the people who were involved for not having this argument, not thinking one religion is better than another or anything like this. And I also feel I'm setting an example within my friends and the other people who are around me. I've noticed like little things that my friends will do when I'm around, like they'll watch what they're saying or they'll ask me about church or just something like this, and it's really like making me smile. Because it really shows that God is everywhere we look. God is making that difference in everything that we do. So I'm going to stop rambling now. And I want everyone to just look at this verse again. But it's not there. So, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you, because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, and in purity. Now I'm going to give 2 challenges out. Firstly, a challenge for all of you older people. Just don't look down on us. It's simple, but why is it simple? Well, because we're trying. We're trying to be involved with the church. We're trying to show you what we can do. Also, don't let anyone look down on you. Because even if you're sat there thinking, but I'm not one of the youths, there's always somebody who's older than you. So don't let them look down on you either. And the other challenge that I'm going to set is one for us. To be an example. Maybe it is a simple thing, but it can be taken in a hard way. Maybe it won't be simple, but all I can say is we will try and we will be the best example that we can be. So, thank you. And I'm now going to hand over to Lizzie to pray.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Mary's speech, and I pray that you bless her for it as she inspires us all as a family, that we set an example of your glory to others, God. And I pray as we go out through the rest of this week that you would just shine throughout us, Lord, as we focus our eyes on you as a family, that we go out and show the world who you are, God. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Now, there's one other thing that Steve is looking at me a bit weird for. If Steve, Caroline and Helen could come out to the front. And he's looking quite embarrassed now. Steve, Caroline and Helen were really amazing at Soul Survivor, cooking for us and planning it and taking us. No way we would have got them and survived the whole week on our own. So we just got something to thank you. Yep.
Thank you. That's quality. Dance. No, I'm not going to dance. One thing that that we thought we'd like to, I guess, bring back from what we've seen this summer at Soul Survivor, is just allowing time for the Holy Spirit to do stuff. Kind of feel like this morning the Holy Spirit's been working, the Holy Spirit's been speaking directly into people's lives and into people's hearts and lifting us, particularly the testimonies, through what Mary said. So what we thought would be great to do is kind of live out that setting an example. I'm sorry it wasn't on the screen. I actually made you miss one of the things because it wasn't on the screen. It was set an example for it. The believers in speech, love, life, faith and purity. Faith was the one that I was going to pick up on, so it's my fault again. This setting an example for the believers in faith. The kids just wanted to give the Holy Spirit time to do stuff and have faith that the Holy Spirit does do stuff when we wait on him. So what's going to happen now is we're just going to invite the Holy Spirit to come in a more tangible way, to just continue doing what he's been doing this morning. And the kids are just going to just slowly, like after 2 or 3 minutes of just waiting, just slowly going to start to come and just lay on hands and just encourage what the Holy Spirit's doing. If you're not comfortable with that, if you don't want anyone to come and pray for you, then when they come over, just go like this. And I've told them that they'll know that that's the sign and to go on to the next person. But we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so Spirit, we thank you for your presence here today. We thank you that that you've already been at work. We thank you that you've been preparing people's hearts all week for this experience of you. And Lord, I pray that that you would continue that work now, that you would elevate what you're doing this morning onto a new level. We welcome you here. You're welcome in this place.